It's interesting, Ben, because, you know, when we're younger, we're taught about physical fitness, right? Everyone, when they were little, you know, all through school, you took phys ed and you were taught about your body, and everybody was taught about you have one body, you need to take care of that body. And we were taught about nutrition. So how do we fuel ourselves so that we take care of that body? But the problem is they forgot to tell us about mental fitness. And just like you only get one body, you only get one mind. So it's so important to stay mentally fit. You know, when people feel valued, and they're appreciated, they're going to work harder for you, they're going to be able to be more successful, which is going to ultimately make you more successful. And so investing in your people is so key.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to Rochester Business Connections on the Real Business Connections Network. I'm here today with my good friend, Joe Peterson. Joe, what's up? How are you?
Good to see you, Ben. I'm so happy to be here.
We're going to have fun. We're going to talk about mental fitness, maybe some positive intelligence. I'll quickly introduce you. Our listeners, a lot of them are in Rochester. You're a hometown girl here with me, yeah. But a lot of them are international as well, so they might not know you yet. Okay. You're the founder and chief growth strategist at Clother Insights. Correct. You're a PQ coach for the Positive Intelligence Program. And at the core of it all, I wrote down, and it's true, you're just simply dedicated to helping individuals achieve their highest potential.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said that better, Ben.
I missed a lot. What did I miss? Anything you want to add to that?
So I guess what I would add is that everything I do comes from heart. So I really do have a true passion for helping people. I want people to achieve their greatest potential. And I love being able to do that. Nothing fills me up more than being able to see someone succeed. Their success is my success. So I really, really love that. Clover Insights focuses on being able to help evolve your people, move your processes, and grow your profits. And we look at those three core areas because, you know, a team is only as good as its people. And the team, if you can leverage people's individual skills and talents, it's just so powerful. And then making sure you've got the right processes and technologies in place can really make you efficient, have high quality, and it ultimately makes us all grow and have good profits. But one of the things I love to say is when you're in Clover, so Clover Insights, when you're in Clover, you have found good fortune and prosperity. And so we're helping our clients find their Clover.
All right, I'm going to find my Clover today. I know the listener will as well. Let's talk specifically about people, because okay. You kind of even just touched on this. Mm-hmm. The people create the process, and the process creates the profit, but there's no process or profit without people.
Absolutely, absolutely. You need to have people, and you need to make an investment in them. You know, when people feel valued and they're appreciated, they're going to work harder for you, they're going to be able to be more successful, which is going to ultimately make you more successful. And so investing in your people is so key.
Love it. Let's start inward and then we can get outward. But I'm just going to assume, because I know you're a huge advocate for mental fitness.
I am.
Part of developing a strong team, part of being a people person, part of being a leader is leading yourself first, I can only imagine. How does that work? Is it fair to assume that if I'm not mentally strong, if I'm not taking care of myself, I won't be able to serve my team in the way that I could?
Absolutely. So mental fitness is key for everybody. And it's interesting, Ben, because, you know, when we're younger, we're taught about physical fitness, right? Everyone, when they were little, you know, all through school, you took phys ed and you were taught about your body, and everybody was taught about you have one body, you need to take care of that body. And we were taught about nutrition. So how do we fuel ourselves so that we take care of that body? But the problem is they forgot to tell us about mental fitness. And just like you only get one body, you only get one mind. So it's so important to stay mentally fit. But You know, one thing that I think it's important to mention is not everyone knows what mental fitness is. What do we mean when we actually say that? And mental fitness is our capacity to be able to handle life's challenges from a place of positivity rather than negativity. So one of the things that happens is we actually have neural pathways in our brain. And the neural pathways are sometimes when we create those neural pathways, it's a habit for ourselves, right? So how we present ourselves when we're facing challenges can be an automatic response. And so if you think back, you know, to how you handle challenges, you know, you might realize that you're automatically responding to those the same way. And we build that habitual neural pathway. One of the things that happens is we all have a judge. So we have judge of self. That's that negative self-talk, right? Where we criticize ourselves for the mistakes that we made, or we badger ourselves and tell ourselves we can't do something or we're not good enough. There's judge of others, where we're critical of how other people perform. And there's also judge of circumstances. And this one's a little bit tricky. So the judge of circumstances happens to all of us, but we don't even realize it sometimes. And it's when we tell ourselves, I'll be happy when. So I'll be happy when I get that new job. I'll be happy when I finish that project. I'll be happy when I buy a house, or I'll be happy when I get married. The problem is we might reach that goal, but then we celebrate briefly and then quickly replace it with a new goal. So some of us get to the end of the road without really experiencing true happiness. So when we're mentally fit, it gives us the capacity to be able to respond to life's challenges from a place of positivity. And it's a really hard thing to do. But when I'm not mentally fit, so if I'm coming from a negative place, how do you think our conversation's going to go? I'm going to turn you off because I'm all negative. You know, if you ever met a person and they're negative, and, you know, it kind of ruins our day. So our mental fitness impacts others. And then when everyone is in there, when you have mental fitness, you achieve your greatest potential, you're happier, you have better relationships, and you communicate better, and you're more productive. So there's so many benefits to it. The problem is they just forgot to tell us about it.
It's a big thing for them to forget. And
it is.
I have a million questions on the how to, but let's get there in a second. Because if we don't realize we have a problem, if we don't diagnose it, then we don't realize that there's something that we can better in ourselves, right?
Exactly.
So what can I be looking for to determine, well, is there a scale for mental fitness? Like, what can I look for? How do I determine if I'm mentally fit, or if I have a little thing I can work on?
So it's an interesting question, Ben. So mental fitness is an ongoing thing. It's just like, if you think about physical fitness, if you stop going to the gym, you know, what happens to your muscles? You know, what happens to your physical fitness? So mental fitness really needs to be an ongoing practice, and you need to make it a priority, just like you make, you know, eating a priority and staying physically fit. So that is one thing. You do definitely need to stay in front of it. But I also think what happens is we don't always have the awareness, right? That we're not sure that we're dealing with certain things. So the judge, I talked about the judge. We all have a judge, and the judge can be very loud. So for some of us, that voice is really loud. But for others, it could be really quiet and they don't even notice it. They don't realize they're doing it to themselves. And so the first step is that awareness. The second piece is, we can certainly dive into more of this, but to go along with the judge, we have what's called saboteurs. And interestingly enough, the program that I offer, if you took this, the program, you would take a survey and it would tell you which saboteurs you have.
That's the positive intelligence program, right?
It is. And what's really nice about it is, so the judge, I want to talk a little bit first about how the judge gets created, and then why we have these saboteurs. So the judge comes out of necessity. Sometime when we're little, and it happens to all of us, we decide that to succeed and survive, I need to do X. And so we create this judge. And the judge and the sidekicks, the saboteurs, like I like to call them, They come out of necessity. And you do not have to have experienced trauma. You do not have to have had a bad childhood. We all have this happen. So I'll even share my own. So I am a hyperachiever. I am a controller and I am a pleaser. And I was very blessed. I did grow up here in Rochester, but I was very blessed to have a wonderful childhood. Lots of family around, aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents. When they say it takes a village, I truly had that. But because of that, I had so many eyes on me. I became a pleaser. You know, I wanted to make sure they were always happy with me. Being a pleaser, I had to be a hyperachiever because you got to do good things so that they can be pleased in me, which then also made the controller emerge because I wanted to control all the outcomes. Now, the interesting thing is that the judge and the saboteurs will show us some success. My hyperachiever has absolutely allowed me to get to where I am today.
Right.
But it also has held me back. And I can share with you later, but you know, it's interesting when you look back, I didn't realize how much it was impacting how far I was taking myself. But once I became aware, now I don't hold myself back from things. But think about it. Have you ever had something in your life where you've thought twice about doing it because you questioned yourself, or maybe you started it and you tried it, but then you failed, so you didn't continue it? I think most of us have been in that position.
100%. Even so, I'm probably a hyperachiever. I'm sure we could figure that out. But once in a while, I'll try something. And if I can't win quickly at it, I actually don't have the patience to stick with it. I go find something else. But if I had the patience to stick with it, I probably could have won. So like, I'm getting in my way because I'm a hyperachiever. So I don't see a quick win. And I'm like, oh, if I don't get a quick win, it doesn't work. And I'm probably sabotaging myself.
So you probably are, and you might actually be restless. So restless is one of the saboteurs. and then there's also the stickler who has to have it 100% right. So you might fall into one of those two categories as well.
I'm sure like anything, there's spectrums. Some people probably have all of them, right?
It's true. So you could really display, there's 9 saboteurs that go along with the judge, and we can really show any one of those at any time, but we tend to have 2 or 3 that rise to the top. So that's why I shared with you my 3, you know, there's usually dominant ones. And then again, that had created the neural pathway. So that's how we respond to life's challenges. So we don't even realize that we've done this. And for most of us, you know, we've spent a lifetime responding and reacting this way. So the concept of responding and reacting from a place of positivity is something completely new and foreign. I don't know that many people have the awareness and or realize that they actually can have a say.
So we can get hyper specific or general, whatever you think would be more beneficial. But let's walk through, like, I have an awareness. I know I have saboteurs. And I want to change. Where do I start? And again, we can go hyper specific if you want to tackle specific saboteurs or just general framework. You tell me, but
sure.
Ben wants to know where to start.
Absolutely. So one thing that's important for everyone to realize is that when we go to a conference or we read a book or listen to a podcast or, have some type of inspirational moment where we're like, gosh, that's great. I want to incorporate that. You know, I want to go and start doing this today. The problem is most of those things stop short of insight. And it's really about changing your habit. So we want to build new neural pathways. And there's a couple of ways to be able to do that. But one is to stay consistent, right? It's not something that happens overnight. You do need to create new habits for yourself. But the other thing is, what I have found and what I love is that the positive intelligence program has actually simplified it. So there's benefit to things like meditation, right? We've all heard that being able to meditate allows us to come in a more calm and peaceful state. We can get in touch with ourselves, and that's wonderful. The problem is, if you and I are having a discussion, and let's say we start to get a little heated, I can't say, Ben, I'll be right back and go meditate for 10 minutes and then come back and finish my conversation with you. But I can do what's called a PQ rep. So let's have some fun with this. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. So if you take two fingertips and rub them together, and I want you to do this with such intention that you really focus on the ridges of your fingerprint. Doing that automatically switches your brain from the left side of your brain to your right side of your brain. It's been proven under an MRI, and it takes as little as 10 seconds. And a PQ rep is really just meditation broken down. So we can incorporate these things in our day to day. When I'm looking at you, I can look at you with such intention that I really see the color of your eyes, or I can wiggle my toes. I can rub my hands on my lap. I can create any physical sensation that allows me to, I recognize my judge showed up. I can now switch to the right side of my brain, and I can now stop and choose for myself how I want to respond. And there's, the program goes into a whole lot more depth where we call the right side the sage side. So it's kind of like, if there's any Star Wars fans out there, it's like Darth Vader and the calm, clear-headed Jedi, right? So we've got our judge and saboteur that live in the left side of our brain. And the sage, as I like to call it, on the right side of the brain is where our positivity lives, our creativity, our innovation, our big picture, our clear-headed focus. So it allows us to feel the negativity, stop and do some PQ reps, so that you can switch, and now you can tap into those other tools.
Love that. What does, so paint the picture for us, because you tell me, I rubbed my fingers a little bit and somehow got a cough. I don't know how that came. I think that was just a coincidence. That doesn't change me ongoing forever. I can only imagine I have to continue to work on this. And like, what does the actual evolution look like from starting with a basic little task to actually becoming mental fit?
Sure. So it is about changing the habit. And one of the best ways to do that is the Positive Intelligence Program is actually a 6-week course. And we call it a boot camp because you're learning so much information and you're really getting a good understanding of who you are and the true essence and who authentically you are, so that you can then have the building blocks to build mental fitness. And the program is really interesting because it starts off with teaching us about these PQ reps, right? There's lots of different forms and there's lots of different ways, Ben, to incorporate them in your day. If we think about how often we have routines in our day, it's limitless, right? We eat, we brush our teeth, we wash our hands, you know, all the things that we do several times a day, you can turn those into PQ reps for yourself. So it's not added extra time, which is really amazing because quite often when people hear about, oh my goodness, a 6 weeks program, how could I ever do this? You know, that's going to take forever. But really, it's such a small lift. So the way that the program works is each week you get a video, no more than an hour, and it explains what the topic of the week is. And we've broken it down into bite-sized chunks so that you can watch 5 minutes here, 8 minutes here, and you have the whole weekend to get through that, which is really nice because most of us watch more than an hour's worth of TV. So you can fit it in.
Yeah.
And then Mondays is a free day where we have what's called the pod meeting. So you get to go through the program with other people, which is really beneficial. And that meeting is never more than an hour. And then every day after that, Tuesday through Friday, it's just 15 minutes a day. And we all have 15 minutes a day. It's broken up into 2 minutes in the morning for your daily reflection, and then 2 minute intervals every 3 hours. So three sessions, they're coach sessions, they're called, for 2 minutes each. And it's just 2 minutes. But what happens is week one, we learn about PQ reps. Week two, you meet your judge. You come face to face with who your judge is. Because recognizing what your judge is and how it impacts you and whether or not it's quiet or loud, or whether or not you're more judge of self or judge of others or judge of circumstances, helps you to have that awareness. And then week three, we talk about your saboteurs. So you get nitty gritty into what ones you have and how they impact you. And then we flip to the positive. So then we get into the sage and we meet the sage and how that can benefit us and all the tools of the sage. And then each week after that, we're learning new power skills from the sage. So for example, sage, we can use empathy, explore, innovate, navigate, and activate. But there's power games that we can play with those. And so you get the tools to do it. And then you build a practice for yourself. So like for me, every morning I get up and I do what's called a gym session where it's no more than 12 minutes. It's usually around 10, where I do a bunch of PQ reps. So I load myself up for the day. And then I do still get the 2-minute interruptions. And we all have 2 minutes. But because of that, my muscle keeps building stronger and stronger. At first, it's going to be easy to do the smaller things, and the bigger things are going to be really heavy. But eventually, you'll be able to do all of life's challenges. And so it's really quite remarkable. And it's something that I have felt very passionate about. And I want to have as many people have it as possible, because it's really made a difference in my life.
It's huge. I think it's Tony Robbins who says, if you don't have 15 minutes, you don't have a life. We all have 15 minutes. And if not, what do we need to cut out to make sure we have time for ourselves, for our mindset, for our fitness? One thing that I want to pinpoint and have you go deeper on, because I found it to be important, whether it's a positive intelligence or anything in this world, you mentioned how there's like a pod where you guys get together and peer support and accountability. Talk about the role of like peer support and accountability and actually ensuring success in a program like this.
It's so important, because without it, you know, we might not hold ourselves accountable. And so being able to have your peers be part of that not only keeps you on track, but I feel like the stories that we share during those conversations really help each person to open up a little bit more. So we always say, dare to be a little bit 10% outside your comfort zone, right? If I share a story that you then can relate to, you're going to be far more open to get in touch with your deeper judge and saboteur. And then you might say, wow, gosh, I never thought of it that way, Jill, but I'm feeling that way too. So the dialogue and the conversation that occurs in those meetings have just been so profound. And I've seen the individual that normally doesn't like to share be so open and vulnerable. And it's so refreshing, because they've gotten so much from being able to go through the program and just have that group of people that's there to support them.
I can imagine just being willing to share when you once were afraid, sabotaging yourself from taking the step to share. What feels sometimes like a baby step is a huge leap, I can only imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing what we can uncover. So, you know, if we go back to being a young child, when we were our true authentic self before, you know, the saboteurs and the judge took over, you know, we still have that person in us. And it's interesting, Ben, because one of the things I like to share with folks is that, you know, this is not a program about, let's put on our rose-colored glasses and pretend like everything's okay and we're just always going to be positive, or let's stick our head in the sand and pretend like nothing bad happens. Bad stuff does happen. You know, there are challenges each day, and all of us experience different challenges. But what I love to think of it is, you know, it's kind of like when you put your hand on a hot stove. If I put my hand on the burner, the heat would immediately make me pull my hand away. And negative emotions can be the same thing. We're going to feel that negative emotion. We're going to feel stress. We're going to feel anxiety. We're going to feel worry. But guess what? We don't have to sit in it. And it's so empowering to know that you have a say. You can actually choose to not be stressed about something or not have it consume you. You know, how many of us, I know I've done this and I'm sure there's others, but how many of us have worried about something that then never happened? You know, we've wasted how much time and energy focused on that. So I'd much rather use my negative emotions as an alert to tell me that, oh, I got to pay attention to something now. And now I need to do something different. But guess what? I don't need to have my judge and saboteur make me come from a place of negativity. I can actually choose to respond differently and come at it from a place of positivity.
You're saying it's a choice.
It is a choice. We all have it.
And we all have emotions. We all have external circumstances that are out of our control. And I can only imagine in some scenarios, we might not show up to the level that we maybe anticipated we could.
Mm-hmm.
But we can make a choice to try to change that to the best of our ability, it sounds
like. We can. The negative emotions hold us back. They want us to operate from a place of fear. The positive emotions want us to succeed and go for it, regardless of the outcome. So I'd much rather be that and be able to have greater happiness, better relationships, better communication, more productivity, achieve my goals and my wildest dreams. I don't want to be held back anymore. So now that I've been doing this program, and it's been about 2 years for me, it's had a profound impact on my life. I just can't even begin to tell you, where I would be today had I not taken the program versus taking it.
I love that. I say this all the time. We think we can accomplish way more in a day or a moment or a week or even sometimes a year. And we usually think we can accomplish more in a short amount of time, but we're not looking at a long enough time horizon.
Right.
If you look at a long enough time horizon, it's mind-blowing the things we can accomplish. And it does start with a day. It starts with a moment. It starts with 6 weeks that leads into a year. But the work continues, and it's like I'm seeing it in my life where I was in 2020 to where I am in 2024. I'm way farther along than I anticipated. So you mentioned 2 years. I'm curious, big goals, visions, dreams, where are you going to be in another 3, 5, 10 years? Where is this leading you?
Well, it's a great question. And one of the things that I love is that I used to put a lot of pressure on myself years ago, being a hyperachiever and a controller, that I had to have that all figured out. I had to have that all mapped out. And now I don't need that anymore. So I don't know, Ben. I hope in a couple years that, I'm just as happy as I am today and that I'm still doing what I love and that I'm helping as many people as I possibly can. But I'm not necessarily restricting myself with just a goal that's the only direction. I don't know where this is going to take me. There's been so much opportunity since it first started that I could go in a lot of different directions, and I'm open to all of it, which is something new for me because I literally had to have it all mapped out, and now I don't.
I love that. I love that for you. I'm literally in the same place in my life. I asked a question that I don't even know why I asked it, because I hate answering it, because my answer is usually like, I don't know. I don't really care. If I do what I'm doing today at the level that I'm doing and I continue to compound and get better, who knows where I'll be in 5 years, but I'm pretty confident I'll be in a good place. Do you think that it's sometimes bad or toxic to set a goal because you get towards it, or even you hit it and you're not happy? Like, is the goal the purpose? Isn't the process to getting there the true purpose anyways?
You want to enjoy the journey for sure. But I wouldn't say it's bad to have goals.
Not bad.
I think that it's good. And it's something that, usually keeps us on track or helps us to drive to achieve the things we really want in life. And so I definitely feel like goals are good. I think that the difference here, and it's only because I've taken this program that I can say this, but the difference is enjoying the journey and understanding that the goal might change or that the way you thought you needed to get there might change. And so not holding ourselves. So like the hyperachiever, one of the things that it does is it ties your self-value to your accomplishments. So if you were to fail, you can imagine what that does to a person. And for many years, it would just devastate me if I failed at something. But, you know, it's knowing that we can achieve that goal and take whatever route is the route we're meant to take to get there, but enjoying it and not holding our self-value and self-worth to that goal.
Tell us, so we're going to go into the rapid fire round, but before, tell us how to learn more about this kind of stuff, because we're just getting started. This was just a nibble, I can only imagine.
Just a nibble. So you can find me on my website, which is findyourclover.com. And I do want to offer a 20% discount for the program for anybody that listens to the podcast and says Ben Albert. So if they come to me and they say your name, then I'll give them a nice discount off of the program. But they can definitely find me on my website and you can register there for the program and you can check out all the other wonderful things that Clover Insight does.
The hyper achiever in me wants, go use my name so I can get a little bit of credit for it. But no, at the end of the day, do what's best for you. That's in the show notes. Just say Ben Albert, Balbert, Rochester, any of that stuff, and they'll get a discount.
They will.
Cool.
They will. So we can help people.
The rapid fire round, and that is in the show notes, guys. The rapid fire round, we're going to start with like Rochester base because we're both in Rochester. Okay. Then we'll go to some big questions, but these are just short, sweet, whatever comes to mind. It's kind of like Family Feud it's like Family Feud that we want it quick and we want it rapid, but it's okay. Like whose line is it anyway? Because the points don't matter.
Okay.
It's 100% subjective to what Jill is being and what Jill thinks.
All right.
Let's start with just simple Rochester get to know you. So you put the work down, you're achieving big things, but you take a break just for you. Mm-hmm. Where are you going? What are you doing? Do you have any favorite getaway spots? What does like a weekend or an off day look like?
Definitely. So my husband and I both love going to breweries and there are so many that have popped up now. So we're very lucky because we live in Avon, which is a little south of Rochester, but we have wonderful breweries near us. And then we also like wine. So doing the Finger Lakes wine trails, that's always a good time. And it's beautiful. So you can just drive around. But we also love trying new restaurants and just being part of things. My kids both live locally, my adult children. So it's nice when we can all get together. But yeah, just going out and being with family and enjoying what all of Rochester has to offer.
I love that. I love breweries too. Are you new? Is Mortalis in Avon?
Yes, it is. So you come off of my street, Ben, you go left 5 minutes and that's Mortalis. You go right and we've got Rising Storm. So have you ever hit up Rising Storm?
I haven't.
Well, both of them are great. So
next time I'm in the-
come hang out with me and I'll take you on the little circuit. We can do a whole circle.
I'm making a note for myself to ensure we do that. Cool. What other hidden gems? Not any hidden. They're not hidden anymore because we're going to bring them up. But any other hidden gems come to mind in the city or around the whole region?
We have so many wonderful like parks and just places where you can be in nature. You know, Letchworth is not far at all and it's beautiful. But even just the Lehigh Valley walking trail, like all of that is so nice to just get out and do. And we're riding your bike on the canal. Like those are all. And then stopping and getting an ice cream. You got to get an ice cream, right?
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate.
Chocolate? Any toppings or chocolate plain?
I love chocolate, but yes, I do like chocolate sprinkles. But chocolate with chocolate and peanut butter is one of my favorite things.
I like chocolate and peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do a couple bigger questions?
Sure.
It's like the question of the year, but you can name a couple, but who's your hero?
So I have a few heroes and they're not the traditional heroes that you would think, meaning they're not, you know, superstars or well-known famous people. The heroes in my life have been my grandmother, who has since passed. She's given me my strength, my courage, just taught us to be very strong, independent women. So I value that tremendously. But I also have a woman who I've been working with, who's in Georgia, and she is just absolutely amazing. And she has been my hero because since I've been on my journey for my business isn't quite a year old yet, but she has just been there by my side, cheering me on, helping me, my biggest fan. You know, she's always just be Jill. So she's just my biggest fan and I love her to death. So I feel like those two people have been very profound in my life. And then, of course, my career, over the course of my career, I've had individuals that have really been influential. And I hang on to that. There are people that have had profound impact on me and saw the value in me, helped me to be on the track that I am on today.
Beautiful. One more big one, and we'll make it a little bit of fun. So okay. Oprah calls you up on the phone. This is already nerve-wracking, right?
I know.
Oprah calls you up on the phone and says, Jill, we want to make a movie about your life. Who would you like to play Joe Peterson? Who plays Joe Peterson in your movie?
That's a good one. I have not thought about this one before. Oh my goodness. Gosh, I've never had to come up with this before, Ben.
It's a very random circumstantial random question.
I like the question a lot.
To give you a little more time to think, it's funny. You know what a couple people said? Can I just play myself? And I'm like, that's a good point. You could just play yourself.
That's a great answer. I love that answer.
Another thing, you can answer to yourself or you can take one of your heroes and have someone play them as well. So let's make it extra tricky. Wherever your brain goes.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I think so.
Do we want to nerd out and say who's going to be your grandmother and who's going to be your coach?
Oh, goodness. I can't think of the woman's name for my grandmother, but I can picture her.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to have to get back to you on that one, Ben, because I can't think of her name right now.
It's okay.
Yeah, but that's fun. That's fun. I'll have to think on that and then get back to you on those two.
Less tricky question. For 2024, tell us, what are you working on and how can we support you?
Great. So my biggest thing right now is I'm trying to build up my social media presence. So I would love for people to start following me. That would be wonderful. And follow Clover Insights. And I would just say that this year is all about giving myself permission. So that was my word for the start of the year, permission.
Permission.
And I'm giving myself permission to try things that I haven't done before. So I've been doing more talks, which is something that I was never really comfortable with. I can talk one-on-one. I can talk in a group and a team, but I never felt really comfortable standing in front of a large audience. So I did my first conference in January. Got another one scheduled for June. Wow. But I'd love more opportunities for that. So if people know that elevating your mental fitness is a topic that their team or company or their conference would like to have, I'd love the opportunity to be able to do more of that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Love this next chapter. And I'm going to continue to support you. Tell us one again. What's the, you just say my name and you go to what website?
Findyourclover.com.
And you just say Ben Albert sent you.
Yeah, they'll fill out the form for the Positive Intelligence Program, say that Ben Albert sent you, and they'll get a discount.
So thanks for coming on, and thanks for, I'm your first, right? First podcast?
You're my first podcast, and you know, I'm excited. I'm so thrilled that you gave me this opportunity, Ben, and can't wait to take you to see all the breweries.
That's going to be fun. And the only reason I mentioned the first podcast is because I wanted the listener to go like, what? Like, it doesn't feel like your first. I love your conviction. I love your confidence. If this is your first, just imagine where you're going to go in your speaking career, in your impact. So I just wanted to say that. And thanks again, Jill. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, Ben. It's been such a pleasure.